So another aspect that you want to look at, and a resource that's going to be available to you in most every case, is going to be the Texas Peace Officers Crash Report. Now, I was writing this paper and trying to put together some information about the admissibility of the crash reports. And then, of course, I come across a wonderful paper by Paula Wyatt and Gavin McInnes from the Wyatt Law Firm. And I was reading through it, and I was like, I can't write this any better. And they graciously allowed me to attach their paper to my paper in the materials that you have. I encourage you to read that paper. It's got a bunch of information about the admissibility of the crash reports, attacks that are going to be made against the crash report, and how you can overcome those attacks. But the crash report, the form that we're using now, is on the screen. A copy of it, too, is available on the Texas Department of Public Safety website. Pull that down. Look at it. Understand what information is in there. There's a bunch of stuff in there. One of the things that we're going to look at primarily when you're looking at the liability causation is, what are the contributing factors? And this is the investigator's opinion about what the contributing factors are. And sometimes, if there's evidence that this was untrustworthy, these contributing factors may not come into evidence. But it certainly gives you a basis of knowing what the investigating officer found out there. The other section is the investigator's narrative and the diagram. Those are all put in by the investigator to try to tell folks what it is they saw, what was their impression of the evidence whenever they saw it. So on the crash report, on all of these sections, there's places where the investigating officer can put numbers down. There is a code sheet. That code sheet also is available on the DPS website. Pull it up. It helps you understand what the investigating officer has put down on that report. And insofar as liability is concerned, you look at the section 36, and all of these factors that are in there, as you read through them, and animal on road, things like that, not really so much. But when you get to change lanes when unsafe, disabled in traffic lane, disregarded stop and go signal, disregard, failed to, all of those give you your reasonableness standards. All of those have a correlation to the Texas Transportation Code. All of those are the basis of how you're going to examine the witnesses, cross-examine the defendant, and establish your liability. So these are layers and layers of all of the reasonableness standards. So this is a case that I've got. It's an intersectional collision. The police officer has noted on the contributing factors number 15, that the defendant vehicle disregarded a stop and go signal. Okay, that sounds good. In his narrative, it talks about how unit 2, which is the defendant, was my guy, was stopped at a red light on Rayford Road and Richards Road. Unit 2 began to turn left once the light turned green. Unit 1 was traveling west. That's the defendant on Rayford Road, east of Richards Road. The driver of Unit 1 disregarded the red light at the intersection of Rayford and Richards. Unit 1 struck Unit 2's front right quarter with Unit 1's front. That's what the investigating officer found. Well, the defendant now in lawsuit is saying, I had a green light, and it was the plaintiff who actually jumped out in front of me. And so usually what we'd have in that situation is you've got a swearing match. You can bring the police officer in, but the police officer is only going to be able to say that based upon his investigation, that's what happened. But there's something else that happened in this case. There was a witness, and witnesses are really good to tell you about what happened. But what's even better is this witness was sitting at the intersection, and she had a dash cam on. Now, dash cams have become much more prevalent lately. We've seen lots and lots of vehicles, not just trucks, but we have seen Uber drivers have them. A lot of motorcycle riders have them on their helmets. And there's even some that have these dash cams because they might get a discount on their insurance. This young lady was sitting at the traffic light. And if you look at the traffic lights up on the top right, that's going from left to right is the travel of the defendant. My client is that white pickup truck sitting there at the left turn lane. And if you look right up above my client, those two lights seem to be red. That's the direction to travel for the defendant.